Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Lamed Vav, and we'll talk about a topic that this daf touches on. But again, it's a shas topic relating to Isuri Durabanan. There are so many Isuri Durabanan issues that we could talk about. We've spoken in the past of Losasa. We've spoken about the power of Durabanan to make laws. So we're going to touch on some of those topics. But where does this come up? It comes up on the top. The Gemara has a line here relating to the sugyas of Ones Umafata, as the Gemara talks about on yesterday's daf, actually, Lamed Hema Beis, Tzadar Rabbanan Arayos Ushnios La Arayos, Ein Lo Hen Lo Knas Lo Pitoy. If somebody is Ma'anes, one of the Arayos, or Shnios La Arayos, then there's no Knas Lo Pitoy. There's no payment of the fine. So what does Arayos and Shnios La Arayos mean? So the Pashus is Arayos means Arayos Mamish, Gili Arayos, one of the Chayvei Krisus, and Shnios means Midivrei Sofrim. Shnios L'Arayos, we had a shiur about this back in Maseches Yevamos. How do we look at the Shnios L'Arayos? Do they have the status of Arayos Durabanan? How do we view them? But the Gemara says, is that what Arayos and Shnios means? But then the Gemara says, if that's true, then it shouldn't be true. Because then the halacha shouldn't be true, right? Because if Shnios is Midivrei Sofrim, that means Midah Araisa, this man and woman are mutter to each other. It's just that Midah Rabbanan, the rabbi said that they're asur, but then why wouldn't you pay a knas? Kiva de Midah Araisa Chazilei, since Midah Araisa, they are ra'ui for each other, amai ein lahen knas. Then why wouldn't there be a knas in that circumstance, right? That relates to the sugya of the Rabbanans affecting Daraises, as also we've spoken about in the past. But again, if the Rabbanan told me how to do a Daraisa in a certain way, I'm a Yosef, I don't do it in that way. But either way, here, halachically, me Daraisa, they're right to each other, so why wouldn't you have to be a knas? The Gemara rethinks and says that Arayos and Shias Arayos in this context means something else. But we're going to focus on that first point relating to the Dinim Durabanan. And how do we define Dinim Durabanan? We're going to relate it to the Sugya, as from the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, the Achronim point out, do we look at Isurim as Isurei Chefza or Isurei Gavra? So we're going to relate to that, which is a big topic. We're going to relate to some of the points in this year. The Ar Sameach already tells us, the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, that there are three categories of Isurei Durabanan. Three categories. The Ar Sameach there is bothered why the question of the Achronim, why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as in his minyan mitzvahs. He has Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he does not have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why isn't it there? This is the question of the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Tes and Yud and Yalaf. He talks a lot about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why isn't it there? So some say maybe it's only Belev. And some say Reb Chaim is quoted as in many Sfarim, that maybe it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. If you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma, it's pretty clear that the Rambam counts all three parashiyos of Kriyashma as Kriyashma. There's four different chidas in the Rishon, and the Ramban says only the first pasuk is Daraisa. Rashi and Brachas Dabbeis, the first parsha is also Tosfos there, the first two parashiyos, but the Rambam says all three parashiyos are Midaraisa, part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The question is, the third parsha, what does that have to do with Kriyashma? We only say that for the last pasuk. So it must be the Rambam assumes that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim, that's why he has it. Okay, but the Aruch Sameach has a different pshat. The Aruch Sameach assumes that it's a mitzvah Durabanan. After all, there's no pasuk mefurish in the Torah that says, remember, Lama'an Tizkar, in order that you remember. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Tizkar, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Ar Sameach says, really, it is Durabanan. And then he says, because after all, there are different types of Din and Durabanan. Hainu, Diyesh Takanas Chachamim, She'ein Zerach Mishum Mishmeres. Some are Mishmeres, like Argamara, right? Shnios La'arayos. That's a siyag to make sure that we don't violate. V'yeshu Mishum Inyanim She'nischadshu Acharei Matan Torah. And some Durabanans are for events that happen after Matan Torah. That's why it's not Darais, like Kriyas Megillah and Neiros Chanukah. V'yesh Inyanim She'heim La'hafakas Rasan Abore. And some are just because what we would call Ratzon Hashem. Hashem did not obligate it, but it's obvious that this should be a mitzvah. And he left it open for the rabbis to mandate. Afki lo hitav lo hichmer v'torah schova. Because there are kashero, rashi haknesia, kizeo afakas, ratzon haborei, lo ofan hayoser nirtza, hischayvu bazeh. And therefore, the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is obviously one of those mitzvos that Hashem, so many mitzvos that are meant to remind us, obviously in itself must be a mitzvah. Fine, so once we're talking here, let's say Shnios, we're going to focus on the Shnios, the Isur Durabanan of Shnios. So how do we look at this type of Isur Durabanan? Or in general, Isurim. And are you machali between Isurim Darais and Isurim Durabanan? Right? Are they what we would call Isurei Chefza? Is it focused on the object? Or is it focused on the person, Misurei Gavra? Right? The question, what exactly does that mean? Right? How do you, the Avnei Nezer writes in Lamed Zion Beis that basically you could formulate anything as whatever you want, right? As Daraisa, as Durabanan, whatever. What do you, the Mefarshim discuss? He says, Ubemes inyan iser gavra o iser chefsa yicholol nomar b'kol iser mashi yirtza ki lachora eino muvan the kol iser who aser b'chefetz v'chefetz alav, says the Avnei Nezer Arachayim Simon Lamed Zayin Ozbeis. So what exactly does it mean, Isurei Chefs or Isurei Gavra? So, just to mention two possibilities, and then we'll get to the Durabanans and other Nafkaminas. Right, the Avnei Nezer says in that same Shuva, in Oz Dalid, the question is the root problem a pagam in the neshama of a person? Right, and that's what most Averis are going to be, and that would be in Isur Gavra. While if it's a pagam about the Kedusha of the Chefza, like Hektish or something like that, so then it will be an Isser in the Chefza. Says the Avnei Nezer, a nearly binyan set. Ki Isurei Gavra nomar al Maisa asher pogi b'malas ha'adam. Isurei Gavra is where it affects the status of a person. Kamo shkatsim v'ramasim. Kamo shkatsim v'lo seshaksu as nasho seichem. Do not make disgusting your souls. V'anshe kodesh tionli. Be holy. Ki lefi malas Yisrael ein nevelo seshkatsim ruin lahem. Because it's going to affect the neshama of the Jew. V'zeh Isurei Gavra. Avol nene me hektish. Ozar sha'achal truma hu lehefech. But if it has to do with kachim or truma, that's the opposite. Shemiskarev el davar shula malami madregaso. Because there, the item is above me, right? And if I eat it or I affect it, then I'm going to be poking in the status of the item of the truma of the hektish. Ke'ech yikrav zar el truma vehed yod el kachay shemayim. Right? I'm not on that level. Zeo iser chefsa shepogim bechefsa. So that's the beautiful idea of the Avnei Nezer. Again, it might not work. There are Rishonim that talk about Isurei Chefsa, Isurei Gavra, the Ritva, in the beginning of Nidarim. But that's the Avnei Nezer's definition. Rav Asher Weiss in Bamidbar in Simen Sama Gimel has a different idea. Bamidbar in Simen Sama Gimel in Parshas Matos, where he talks about Neder, the only place in Shas where the words Chefsa and Gavra come up is Nidarim Daf Beis. The chilik between a shvua and a neder. The neder is on the chefza, it's a chefza lay, and the shvua is on the gavra. So that's where this is discussed by the mefarshim. So the Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss, quotes the idea of the Avnei Nezer, but then he says, I think the following. According to the Avnei Nezer, that's not, the gavra and chefza are not really defining the isurim. Is just the cause of, right? Isurei Gavra, what does the Avnei Nezer say? It's because it affects, there's a pagam in my Gavra. So that's why the Isur is called an Isur Gavra. It's the effect on the Gavra. But why would it be called an Isur Chefsa and an Isur Gavra? So he has a different shot. Mishum Kachlan, he has Daiti Niratfei. De'ein Isur Chefsa Ela, B'masher Rochev U'mislabesh Al HaChefetz. Isur Chefsa, where there's an Isur on the item, that the status is put onto the item and not in the item. Dahainu, Isser Sha'adam behevel piv oser. De'ena hektish vakonim begufa dover. Ela rochev alav. I am makdish in animal. So now that animal has kedusha. I put the kedusha onto that animal through my words. Truma, I'm mafrish truma, and now the truma has kedusha on it from me, but I put that onto the item, and that's why that's an iser chefsa, says Rav Asher Weiss. Masha enke b'nevela v'chazer, nevela v'chazer, nothing was put onto anything, it's just the reality. Nevela is aser, nevela is tamei. Chazer, pig doesn't have something on it. She'ena lehem iser, el she'ne'asru b'mitzvah satara mishum mashehen. It's also because of what they are, not what is on them. V'lo mishum masha'alehem. V'chidshu chachamim, the iser chefza chal al iser gavra mishum shu ala chefetz v'ein and minia shu islabit masha'nekvar nasar, right, an iser chefza could be chal on gavra. Okay, and that's his chilek between chefza and gavra. Okay, two formulations. Now let's get to our issues. Which types of isurim might point in one direction or the or the other. So the first one that we'll talk about today is the one that's related to our sugya, right? Shnios v'divrei sofrim come up on our daf, and shnios are d'rabanan pashtus, right? So d'rabanan, the fact that something is asa d'rabanan, so does that tell us something about the fact that the Torah didn't aser it? So the Meshech Chachma says, and we've quoted this in many different sugyas, because it has to do, this chiddush has to do with los aser, and has to do with more b'malchus, and has to do with a lot of other isurim. So if you look in the Meshech Chachma says, in Parshas Shoftim, explaining the sheet of the Rambam about Lo Sasur, that you could have Lo Sasur, including Yisurid Rabbanan, but still Suffolk would be Lekula, says the Meshech Chachma, that all Yisurid Rabbanan are, he doesn't say these words, but Yisurid Gavra. Because the Rabbanan do not have the power to aser certain molecules to say that it is Nasar. No, Hashem could do that. But the Rabbanan could tell us normative practice, what we can or can't do. We don't know if what the Rabbanan even said is Mekubal in Shemayim, but we still have to listen to them. V'yeikar huzeh, says the Meshech Chachma, ki haTorah ratzta asher milvad inyanim hanitzchiyim v'akayimim la'ad, besides the eternal mitzvos of the Torah, yischadesh inyanim siyagim v'asharas v'chumros, there are new laws and warnings and chumras asher yu zmaniyim that will be temporary. Right, and every Beis Din could figure it out if they're going to keep that law or not. Which is unusual, but if a later Beis Din is greater in Chachma and Minyan, and you can change it and undo it. So how can it be an Isur Chefza if it can be undone? What, temporarily is Rechefza? Ulamana shalo yimsa ish echad lemar ani arov eni kafav l'chachmi Yisrael, because we can't say that I'm going to change it and I'm not going to hold of it. That's what we have Lo Sasur. Right, she'im kein tia hatorah misura b'yad kol echad. But it's not that there's something inherent in the words. Avol ha'inyin Avim Kena Mitzvah, says the Meshech Chachma, Dafka L'Shmo Masha Yomru, Avaloha Inyan Ba'atzmo She'amru V'chitshu, that which they said, the inherent content, Efshar, Deinam Eskabla Ratzon Abore. Right, and maybe not. And what is this similar to? He compares this to, he gives examples of it, but he says, compares this to Morad B'Malchus. Right, that we have to listen to the king, right, that he wants to dig a hole or build a road through my backyard. Who says Hashem is interested in that? Doesn't matter. It's the fact that it was said, right? And therefore, that seems to focus on Gavra. L'dugma, Shimi ben Gevra, haya mitzuba min Hashem l'shmo b'kol shlomo. L'vlila teis mikira erach v'chutza, not to go out of the city. V'chaya misa al zeh, yischaya misa. Aval haim ratza Hashem shiyomar zeh shlomo, v'mayachefzo yisbarach b'frat hazeh. You think Hashem was interested in this detail of his, this is a mitzvah, not to go out? No. Shema ichbas l'rachmane im yetze. Halavai lo amar shlomo zeh, v'lo haim esabiv l'kachas bas paru, esabiv churban, abayis, v'chulu. But that's the idea. So the push-up shot of that, Meshech Chachma, is that Yisurei D'Rabbanan are Yisurei Gavra. We spoke about this also a couple of months ago, when we spoke about do you have to do tshuva on an Yisurei D'Rabbanan b'shogeg? So again, if it's an Yisurei Chefza, it could be more of an issue. That's one idea. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a lot to say about these sugyas. Okay, number one, D'Rabbanan. There is a Ramah. The Ramah seems to say that maybe there is Timtum Halev even for Yisurei D'Rabbanan. That's the Ramah. We've quoted in Divrei Machshava Shirim before, but it's in Simon Pei Aleph in Yerodeya, in the halachas of Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaChai. Says the Ramah, Chalav Mitzris Kechalav Yisraelis. Really, technically, milk of a non-Jewish woman is not unkosher, right? It's like it's all the same. Milk of a woman. But really, a baby should not drink from a Jewish baby should not drink from an Egyptian mother if it's possible from a Jewish mother. Milk of an Ovedes Kochavim is mitamtei malev. Mitamtei malev. So pashtus, this is not an issur d'oraisa. We're not talking about that. It's a d'rabbanan, right? We're talking about issur d'rabbanan here. And yet, the Ramah quotes Timtum Alev, so maybe that reflects some type of chefza element even to an Isser Derabbanan. What about limited Isurim? What about an Isser that's Mitzum Sam Bizman? Right, an Isser that's limited by time. You know, sometimes you have Isurim that, let's say it this way, some Isurim don't have any chefza, right? In Melech HaShabbos, there's no chefza, right? Plowing. What, the chefza is the ground, the chefza Shalavira? So one might say that by Yisurim, Rav Yosef Engel says this in Beis HaOtzar, maybe there can't be an Isur Chefza without a Chefza. Right? The whole discussion is only where there is a Chefza, like Machalas Asuros and the like. But You might say that chefsa doesn't mean chefsa as an object, right? We have the, in Lumdus, we have chefsa meaning something outside of the person. And chefsa shel Torah. Remember the Brisker Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, right? Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? So some say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and some say it's a Birchas Shevach on the experience of having the Torah and thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. But Reb Chaim, quoting the Brisker Rav in Ilchas Bracha, said, no, it's a bracha on the Chefsa Shel Torah. When we come in contact to the Chefsa of Torah, not the object, but the situation of the conceptual reality that Torah is, that demands a bracha. So that's chefsa shel Torah. Beit Shammai. She's a Beit Shammai. Is that, starting to see the Beit Shammai, we don't paskin like. Studying Dinim Drabanan, Mesechus Megillah. That's all about Dinim Drabanan. What's so that? That's Bittul Torah Daraisa. And a, and the chefsa, you know, that's, you're really only Drabanan? You're being Mekayim Talmud Torah? No, Rav Soloveitchik said. Even studying Dinim Drabanan. The Chovas Gavra of those mitzvos is Drabanan, but the Chefsa Shel Torah, it becomes part of the corpus of Torah, even on a Daraisa level. So you can have a concept of a Chefsa, meaning some type of institution outside of the person, even if there's no object. So what about getting back to what we said, limited Yisroel. So Isuri Shabbos. So is that Chefsa or is that Gavra? There is a beautiful comment of the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif points out in the seventh paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, that if you look in the Mishnah Masecha Shabbos, you have all the 39 malachas, Zoreya, Kotzer, Ma'amer, all of the malachas that are mentioned there. But if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes all of these malachas, he has Zuria, Harisha, Kitsira, Binyan. He changes it to from the person Zoreya, Kotzer. He changes it to the action. Interesting. Right, is that significant? But he has that ha'ara that maybe it's a chefsa gavra type of a chilek that the Tosfos Yontif points out from the language of the Mishnah to the Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asma Daraisa and Klal Yud discusses Shabbos. He says on the one hand you have a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi, which we've spoken about in Mitzvah Ba'Avera context, where the Yerushalmi says stolen matzah is Mitzvah Ba'Avera. Masha'enkein, let's say I carry matzah through a Rishus Harabim and I bring it and I use it when Pesach is on Shabbos, then that's not a problem. There's no mitzvah ba'avera there. The avera is over. So maybe that Yerushalmi reflects that stealing is in the chefsa because the chefsa is labeled. Masha'enkein, Shabbos, it happened, it's on the gavra. And once the gavra violated and there's nothing left of it, and that's where there won't be mitzvah ba'avera. But Rabbi Engel contrasts this with the Gemara in Brachas, on Dafnun Gimel, which is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Havdalah, that a ner, a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos, should not be used for Havdalah. Well, Shabbos be Melechas Havera. A guy is allowed to light candles on Shabbos. The guy does not allowed to keep Shabbos. And yet there's something about a candle that was lit by a guy. What do you mean? A guy is mutter. There's no, it can't be an Isser Gavra. Because that's a guy doesn't, it's not, Gavra is not mitzuvah in Shabbos. So Rabbi Engel says maybe that Bavli, the Bavli holds that Shabbos is an Isser Chefsa. And that's how the Ner could still be labeled. So maybe it's a machloket between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, right? Unless you say it's a special din in Havdalah. In either case, this is whether you hope Chefsa Gavra is affected by Zman. What about Makom? What about an Isser that you're not allowed to eat something outside of Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheni? What about eating outside the Sukkah? The fact that something's mutter to eat here and not there, does that mean Gavra? Because if something was an Isser Chefsa and its molecules were Ne'esar, then that should be Asser everywhere in the world. Unless you say it has to do with the Kedusha of the item, and the Chefsa demands this spot. Right, that would be easier to say for Meiser Sheni and for Bikurim, harder to say for eating outside the Sukkah. What about if it's something's limited to certain people? Again, we're speaking if it's limited in time, limited in place. What about certain people? Truma. Right? The fact that one person could eat it and not another, does that mean it has to be an Isser Gavra? Because if it's really an Isser Chefsa, then why should it make a difference who the people are? Right? Do you say that by Truma? Right? Unless you say that it has to do, again, with the Kedusha of the Chefsa, as we just... connected. But either way, this is makom, it's limited in place, limited in time, limited in person, different sugyas come up along the way. But again, the Avnei Nezer says, can't everything be formulated like that? But again, no, there seems to be certain lumdus here about the chefsa and and Gavre. It might even be the Shakla Vitaria, or even a Machlokes Amoraim, Rabbi Yosef Engel also, in Beis HaOtzer, and Aleph Kuf Chavav, suggests maybe this is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakesh, about Chazi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chazi Shir has also in the Torah, Chazi L'itz Tarufei. So that's maybe Rabbi Chazi Shir means this object is significant. It could be combined to another half of an object, as an Isser Chefsa. So even the first half has to be Usser too, right? It can't be Mutter, and then once you eat the Shir, it's Nefach L'Isser. Well, Reish Lakesh might hold as an Isser Gavra, and therefore he does not hold to the principle of Chazi L'itz Tarufei. There's a lot going on here in these sugyas. Just wanted to touch on some of the issues relating to Chefsa Gavra and relating to the Isser Drabanan. Okay, we'll stop here.